Can you be a superstar and still be under the radar? We're about to find out. That's next on Locked On Rams.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcasts, and of course, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Travis Rogers. Not only do I host Locked On Rams, but I also host the Rams pre, half, and post-game show on their flagship station, ESPN 710, right here in LA, and I've been doing that since the Rams came back to California, Los Angeles, California specifically, way back in 2016. Thanks for making us a part of what you do. Click that subscribe button for me on your podcast feed. Check us out on Locked On Rams on YouTube as well. And today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game begins. Okay, so let's start right here. Let's talk a little bit about who's going to replace Von Miller. That's coming up later on in the show because I think there are some pretty viable options there. Some big shoes to be filled for sure, but they got some opportunities there. Plus, one of the things that the Rams did not do, one of the few things that the Rams did not do particularly well last year was some special teams issues. Have they gotten that ironed out? That's coming up in just a little bit as well. But let's start with this. The Rams are loaded. Like, loaded's the wrong word. Whatever, just overflowing, perhaps, with star players. And for some of the biggest names in the league, right? Aaron Donald might be one of the most high-profile. Aaron Donald's probably the highest-profile guy in the league that isn't a quarterback. Certainly not that isn't an offensive player. And then you've got Matthew Stafford, who is, you know, got AT&T commercial. You got Cooper Kupp, who is high level. Odell Beckham Jr., I know not technically a member of the Rams, but still somebody that you think of when you think of that. You think of Jalen Ramsey. And you go down the line. We talk about Allen Robinson. They just picked him up during the offseason as well. One of the names that kind of went through there without getting maybe as much attention as he might had he landed somewhere else and made, I don't know if bigger splash is the right word, but certainly would have been more impactful as far as just the noise surrounding it, but because the Rams have a lot of noise around them anyway, good noise, but is Bobby Wagner. Bobby Wagner is one of the best in the business at his position. He's a multiple-time All-Pro. We've talked about this before. But because the Rams are offensively inclined, because Cooper Kupp and Matthew Stafford and all the things that come along with that, we tend to focus on that. And when we do talk about the defense, we talk about Aaron Donald and we talk about Jalen Ramsey, just two, you know, mega stars. I love what Bobby Wagner is saying here as we're getting closer and closer to the opening of training camp. He said, let's start with this. He started with a quote saying that he really didn't want to leave Seattle, but that this is the best spot for him. This is what he said to the Seattle Times. I didn't want to leave Seattle. But if I was going to leave Seattle, home was the next best thing for me. And so being able to come home, I'm like at peace with the situation. But still, any competitor is looking forward to going back to the place that you played, that they felt like you didn't have nothing left, and proving them wrong. That let's kind of stop right there for a second. I love it when somebody has a chip on their shoulder, when somebody feels like they're going to show you why you screwed up by not respecting them the way that they felt they should have been respected. I love it. That almost always ends up really well for the guys on the right side of it, the Rams in this situation. So that he's basically saying, no, I wanted to stay and they wouldn't give me what I wanted. So I'd leave, I'd go somewhere else and fine, I landed at home. That's the next best situation. But I've got something for these guys. I love that. That is fantastic, number one. So that is very, very good news. Number two is the following quote that he had to say as well, where he's talking about what his expectations are for this season. I think that I'm in a better position to make plays, and I think I'm going to have more opportunities to do some of the things that I was doing early on in my career. Get ready for it. Here it is. So I think I'm going to surprise everybody but myself. Okay, that is fantastic news if you're a Rams fan, because he knows, right, that you know football, I know football. We can talk about these things in a certain way. Players know it in a way that only other players understand about it. And he's looking at this like, no, there are opportunities here for me to do some things that I don't think a lot of other people understand that I'm about to go do, okay? It's not going to surprise me because I could see it coming, but get ready for this. And it's Jalen Ramsey and it's Aaron Donald, right? It's the ability to take advantage of the opportunities that those guys' presence will create. Basically, what at its most simple level, it's this. Jalen Ramsey eliminates half the field. Okay, I don't need to worry about it over there. Jalen Ramsey's got that covered. Aaron Donald preoccupies so much of the attention of what the offensive line is going to do. Where's 99? Okay, he's over there. We got to make sure we have him blocked up. We got to make sure we have him double blocked up. We got to make sure that on occasion we're going to run a third guy at him because we can't let him. So Bobby Wagner knows how to take advantage of all of these situations. This is not somebody who's, you know, coming from this. Like, I'm trying to think. Leonard Floyd, right, who's been terrific. And we'll talk about Leonard Floyd a lot this upcoming season. But he was a player that was, when he was in Chicago, was a good player. But it wasn't like his game went to another level because Aaron Donald was there and he was able to take advantage of that. Bobby Wagner is an all-pro player who's getting ready to take advantage of what Aaron Donald brings. It's just a different level of ability. It's a different level of success in this league. So he's ready to run through that door the second that it's open. And he's going to be able to do it. And now all of a sudden, think about this. So, okay, we got Jalen Ramsey. We got to deal with him. We got Aaron Donald. We got to deal with him. And now all of a sudden, when Bobby Wagner starts to do all the things that you're hoping that Bobby Wagner can do, now you got to deal with him. That's going to leave those other eight guys that are on the field able to do all sorts of crazy, incredible things because they are not at the top of the list of the priorities. They're the ones that have to figure it out after the fact that those other three guys get taken care of. The opportunities that are going to come because of the presence of those, and Wagner's third on the list. Now, he's a really high-ranking third guy, but he's third on that list. It's going to be remarkable. I have huge expectations. And think about this, too. When you look at what the Rams have had at that position over the last, this is not a position of emphasis for them typically. This is not something because they've had a lot of guys come in and out of there, do some things, work very hard, and be somewhere between pretty good, like Corey Littleton, got a contract to go somewhere else, made a little money with the Raiders and whatnot. Good for him. And then you got some guys that are kind of out there, right? I mean, how often do your people complain about a player like Troy Reader? He's doing everything he can. Bobby Wagner is a little bit different. He's going to be able to take advantage of this at a level that these other guys probably were not. And the sky really is the limit. I would expect another huge season coming up for Bobby Wagner. All right, so one of the very few things that the Rams didn't do well last year, are they getting better? That's coming up next on Locked On Rams. But first, let's talk about our friends at betonline.net, your number one source for all your betting needs and sports information. You can find all the latest developments, league reviews, news, including Major League Baseball playoffs, believe it or not, right around the corner. You might want to put a little futures down on that. You can always do that. And the Dodgers, my team, obviously kind of running away with it right now. Angels going the wrong way. That was probably, if you didn't get in on that, good on you. Bet Online continues to be your source for all your wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. And betonline.net remains the best spot for all your scores, podcasts, and news this season. Head to the website today. Use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. Bet Online, where the game starts. Which NFL stars move the betting line the most? Starting today, July 18th, Locked On gives you the 50 most valuable players in the NFL from the odds makers at Bet Online. Available July 18th on the Locked On NFL feed, wherever you get your podcasts, and of course on YouTube. So what was the one area last season with the Rams? And again, you're Super Bowl champion, so nothing was particularly bad for the Rams last year. But if you were kind of three phases of the game, what was the one that kind of jumps out at you as the definite clear-cut third part of that? It was the special teams, right? The Rams offense goes without saying. The Rams defense, Ramsey and Donald and Von Miller for a good portion of the season last year, it goes without saying. So they've been at a very high level. And the Rams, it's kind of interesting how it's flipped. The Rams special teams last year, especially through the first half of the season, if not for a little bit beyond the first half, was clearly the weak link. And It's interesting how much it's changed, because when the Rams came back to Los Angeles, and I understand that this was a while ago, but this was the backbone of what the Rams did. Think about what they were really, really good at when they got here from St. Louis 6 years ago. Johnny Hecker was arguably their most dominant offensive weapon, right? He'd bomb the ball the other way, doing the watermelon kicks, all of those things. He was a weapon. Greg the Leg, Legatron, Greg Zuerlein. Get on the right side of the 50-yard line, and he starts hammering the ball. And your offense was, let's kick a bunch of field goals. And they blocked kicks. They blocked punts. They blocked field. They were really, really good at special teams, putting guys in the Pro Bowl as special teamers. Mentioned Corey Littleton a minute ago. He was terrific in that role. It's flipped. Obviously, the offense is not the punter, obviously, and the kicker. Obviously, their defense still speaks for itself. But in this last year, at least in the first half of the year, their special teams were not great. How often did you see a team get a long return? Frequently. How, go back to that Detroit game that we talked about, right? Detroit got him on not one, but two different fakes, an onside kick, and they faked a punt, both big gainers. And a Detroit Lions team that was not very good hung around for a long time, in large part because they caught the Rams sleeping on special teams. Johnny Hecker had a year that was not of Johnny Hecker quality. So a lot of the eyeballs went to Joe DeCamillis, who's the Rams special team coach. There's a piece about him, you know, doing situational masters meeting because he knows this is great. And it's got all the different position groups, not just the special teamers, blah, 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 blah. Cool. Fine. How about this? How about instead of worrying about situational things, instead of worrying about what's going on, you know, 1 in 100 chance where this one situation comes up and you've got an opportunity, let's get a little better at it. Because it felt like that thing turned because Brandon Powell showed up. It felt like it turned because you had somebody that was a little bit more athletic and dynamic in that position. And he returned a touchdown. He had a couple of big returns in the postseason. He was the difference between a really static, undynamic, non-explosive return game to something that was, you know, we're going to get the ball outside of the 25-yard line occasionally. That's really good news. We're going to have a punt return that goes for more than single-digit yards occasionally. That's really good news. Matt Gay obviously kicked very, very well for the Rams. He was the one bright spot in this, and the Rams are going to have a new punter on the team this year. I think this is something that without a ton of change in personnel, without a ton in just moving one guy out for another, they can get a lot better in this role. I think that's something that's very, very important for them moving into this upcoming season. And situational meetings that he's talking about, fine, cool, whatever. Let's just make sure that we cover kicks. Let's make sure that we cover punts. Let's make sure that we don't get caught napping on an onside kick the way that they did again. You know how hard it is to get an onside kick in the NFL right now? No running start. You have to be asleep at the switch for that to happen. I really did think at one point last year the Lions in that moment were maybe going to cost Joe DeCamillis his job, because that was kind of the high water mark of what the heck's going on over there. Now it's settled down a little bit after that, and as I mentioned, Brandon Powell certainly brought a whole nother level to that, but this was a moment in time that was a big deal for the Rams. Now I do think that Sean McVay probably made it pretty clear that, hey, look, we need to get better at this. And when a head coach says something like that, when the head coach said after the Lions game, hey, we knew that was coming and we just didn't get it done. That was one step short of bum, 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 right? That was, you better get something done. Because if I tell you, hey, this is coming and you can't get the guys prepared to get that done, now we're talking about a totally different thing. And hopefully it wasn't a totally different thing that caused him his job, and it didn't, and he's back, and that's good. But this is the part in the Rams' three phases of the game. Offensive, you hear Sean McVay. You know, we were good in all three phases of the game. Well, for a decent part of the season, they weren't. They were good in two phases of the game. And the other phase of the game on most days was mediocre, on some days was less than that, and very frequently early in the season was it actually good. Hopefully some of these meetings will kind of turn that around, and they found their footing in the second half of the year. Matt Gay obviously coming back. Got to find themselves a little bit of a punter. You know, they got a guy that they brought in. We'll see whether or not he sticks. Those punters, you never really know. It was close. Ryan Bohorquez nearly took that job last year from Johnny Hecker. Johnny Hecker obviously is in Carolina. So a little bit of an unknown situation there. But again, the Rams are not trying to win games with field position the way they were under the indefatigable Jeff Fisher, right? All right. So speaking of one of the guys that walked out, Von Miller is in Buffalo as a member of the Buffalo Bills. How do the Rams go about replacing the production that he brought them? That's coming up next. So look, I'm sure this has happened to you. I know that it's happened to me more than one time when you get a little tight, right? And you think that you got yourself covered to the end of the week, the end of the month or whatever. And then something pops up, right? Gas is just crazy expensive right now. You've got to buy a present for somebody. You have a car expense that you weren't expecting. Maybe you got sick and you weren't able to work, whatever it might be. And you're a little tight. You're a little paycheck to paycheck. And now you're struggling to make some ends meet. Maybe you should have done this, that, or the other, whatever. Here's what can help. Dave is the banking app that can help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. That's money to fill that tank, to buy that gift, to catch up on bills, to do with it however you want to do it. You can finally tackle those expenses that have been, you know, anxiety and stress and all those things, and you can do it without any hangups. There's no interest. There's no credit check needed. Millions of people have already downloaded the Dave app to get that financial relief they need with extra cash. Here's how you do it. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's D-A-V-E. Sign up for an extra cash account and you can get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve member FDIC. Think of it as a loan from yourself in the future, and future you is definitely going to thank current you. Okay, so let's move on to this and who exactly is going to be the person that steps up for Von Miller's absence. And it's kind of a weird question, right? Because Von Miller was only a Ram for a very brief period of time. And I think it speaks to, one, what a terrific player he is. But two, just speaks to the Rams' ability to take guys in and really make an impact with them in a very short period of time. But he made some big plays. We saw him make big plays against San Francisco. We saw him make big plays against Cincinnati in the Super Bowl. So he's a guy that's going to need to be replaced, right? Not in a, you're going to find somebody that's going to walk straight into the Hall of Fame. That's not exactly what it is, but who steps up into that role? And I think there's a couple of different ways to look at it. Number one is the who steps into the role and does what he was doing? Nobody. Look, it's like asking, maybe not exactly this, but it's like asking who's going to replace Aaron Donald when he eventually retires, right? The answer is nobody. Nobody's going to do what Aaron Donald does. You need to find a way to do something similar to what he's doing, or find a group of people that are able to collectively kind of match what Aaron Donald has been doing. But that's the same thing with Von Miller. Von Miller's going to the Hall of Fame. Von Miller is a multiple-time Super Bowl champion, multiple-time All-Pro, impactful player, sacks, the whole thing. Von Miller's one of those guys. So when you look at it and you look at some of the other guys that are available on this roster, these are not guys that step in and do Von Miller things. Leonard Floyd, Justin Hollins, Terrell Lewis. These are guys that are really good football players, Leonard Floyd in particular, but guys that are going to have to, you know, collectively do what he does. And this is the great part about having Aaron Donald on your team and having Jalen Ramsey on your team. And to, you know, and I would assume, we haven't seen it yet, but I think it's very, very likely that you have Bobby Wagner on your team. These are the things when you have so many other players that can do not just good players and maybe not even very good players, but great players. They draw so much attention. They take so much focus on what the offense is doing and trying to prevent them from doing what they're doing on the defensive side that other players are able to step in. And I don't want to make it sound like some of the guys that I'm going to list off here weren't very good players for the Rams, because they absolutely are. But let me just ask you this. Dante Fowler before the Rams, Dante Fowler after the Rams. Different player than Dante Fowler with the Rams. Let's look at Sebastian Joseph Day, who was a very, very good player for the Rams, right? We'll see what he looks like with the Chargers. Now he's playing with Khalil Mack and some other guys, but this pre and post thing with the Rams is very hard. This Jonathan Franklin Myers, who's doing a great job with the Jets, who really could barely get on the field with the Rams, because these are guys that benefit from being around other great. And you could talk, Sue was a great player in Detroit. Sue's been very good in Tampa, but with Aaron Donald and Michael Brockers and all of these other guys, Leonard Floyd is, I think, a great example of this. Leonard Floyd was a good player in Chicago. Leonard Floyd is a different player with the Rams. If Leonard Floyd moved on to another place, I think he'd be a different player after the Rams. And this is what we're talking about when you have a guy like Aaron Donald in your team, like Jalen Ramsey, like Bobby Wagner. Who replaces Von Miller? Well, nobody. But somebody's going to come in, whether it's Lewis or Burgess or whoever it might be. They're going to have big moments, big plays, because here's two guys blocking Bobby Wagner. Here's two guys blocking Aaron Donald. And that means that there are two guys that are getting unblocked at least. There will be opportunities. There will be opportunities for a lot of different guys. No one through week 8 ago, you know who's replaced Von Miller? No one's going to say it. But what they might be saying is, boy, that Rams defense continues to go along. No matter who they have back there with them, they always find a way to get to the quarterback. They always find a way to get down or get off the field on third down. They always find a way maybe to bend a little bit, but they never break inside the red zone. They're giving up threes, not sevens. These are the things that you say about all the supporting players with the Rams, because the star players are so good, the supporting players just need to do their jobs. And this kind of goes back to what we were talking about on the pod last week, which is a good example of why you need to click subscribe to that pod. Don't ask guys to do more than they're. Don't ask Leonard Floyd to be Von Miller. Ask him to be Leonard Floyd. Let him do what he needs to do. Because the second you say to somebody, the second you say to Greg Gaines, hey, you know what would be great is if you could do what Aaron Donald. No, just let him be Gaines. Let him do what he does. Everything else falls in place. So the answer to the question, who replaces Von Miller? Nobody. The answer to the question, will the Rams defense be really, really good despite the fact that Von Miller went to Buffalo? Yeah, I think it will, because whoever steps in there has an opportunity to do some really, really special things. Okay, that's going to do it for this edition of Locked On Rams. Thanks for us for making this your first listen every single day. Now for your second listen, you got to make it the Locked On NFL podcast. Our national NFL experts and insiders keeping you dialed in with the biggest stories and the latest news from around the league. Because an offseason does not equal a break in the action. Till next time, whose house? It's Locked On Rams' house.